Questions 31 to 40. Discussion in a cafe. Two friends go out for a coffee and the subject of smoking comes up. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions that follow.
Here we are. Where shall we sit? There?
Yeah, that's fine. What a nice cafe.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And it's not really well known, so it's never too crowded.
There's no ashtray.
Actually, it's a non-smoking cafe. Is it a problem? Do you want to go somewhere else? I don't think I've ever seen you smoke, so it didn't occur to me that this place might not be a good choice.
That's because I really don't smoke when I'm on campus, but if I go out with friends who smoke, I do, and I really like a cigarette with my coffee. Wasn't there a small table outside in front? Why don't we sit there?
Okay. Oh, good, it's still empty. What do you want? An espresso?
Yes, that's right. And some water, of course.
Okay, I'll go up to the counter and order. Here you are.
Perfect, thanks. Have you ever smoked?
Never. Actually, personally, I just find it a bit disgusting. No offense, I don't mind others smoking. It's just personally never seemed like something I wanted to do.
That's good for you. Once you start, it's pretty hard to stop. I've cut back, but I can't seem to stop altogether. I guess I don't really want to badly enough.
Even for your health? That doesn't motivate you?
Well, I don't smoke that much now. It couldn't be too bad for me.
Yes, it could. They've done a lot of studies, you know.
Yes, I know.
And you know what else? Have you heard in the news? Some people have sued the tobacco companies for millions of dollars after their parent or spouse died of lung disease. And they won. The tobacco companies are finally being forced to take responsibility for the unethical things they've done. I think that's pretty cool.
Really? I think it's a bit sinister myself.
Sinister? Why?
Well, you know, how can anyone actually put a monetary value on a life? I mean, is it okay if it's millions of dollars? Is that what a life's worth?
No, I don't think that's what it's all about.
And anyway, I thought the big class action case in Florida, where all those people got together to try to sue the tobacco companies a while back, was overturned. Didn't the courts decide people couldn't do that? It was the news a lot a while back.
Ah, no. What the courts decided was that the people couldn't collectively sue. All their circumstances were different, so they had to bring individual cases to court. And so they've begun that, and they're winning now. And since they're winning, we can expect there'll be thousands more cases. I think someone's predicted that there are about 8,000 similar cases in Florida alone. You can bet the tobacco companies are getting nervous.
But what are people actually suing for? I mean, nobody actually forced them to smoke. I don't really understand how people are getting away with this.
Let's see if I can remember the details. There was one case, I think, where the widow of a man who started smoking when he was 15 and smoked for 40 years. She sued a tobacco company for fraud and product liability. The idea is, I suppose, that they're knowingly selling a product that's dangerous for the public and has health risks. I think she had to prove that her husband was hopelessly addicted and couldn't quit. And I'm sure the tobacco company was arguing that he could quit. But the jury sided with the woman. Don't you think that's a good thing? Those companies are making billions of dollars and making advertisements showing smoking is so glamorous and basically harming people to get rich. It's just wrong.
I don't know. I don't think it's quite that simple. I mean, I have a choice. I'm not a victim. I get pleasure from smoking, and that's my right. If everyone who gets lung disease because they overdid it sues a tobacco company, then they'll all go out of business and I won't be able to buy cigarettes. It's kind of like the judicial system is indirectly banning cigarettes since they can't do it directly.
Okay, But didn't you just say you couldn't seem to quit? Do you think you maybe would have already if it wasn't so difficult?
I said I must not want to badly enough. If I really wanted to, I'm sure I would.
Well, I just don't think it's right for companies to be making huge profits off something that harms people. It's immoral. That's simple.
Well, yeah, but still, can I change the subject? I want to relax, not debate. After all, it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, of course. You're right. What are your plans for the weekend?
I want to go to the beach tomorrow with Anna and her roommate. She has a car, so we can go somewhere nice. That is, if the weather holds up. If it's rainy and cold, I'll have to find something else to do, of course. Then maybe I'll reorganize my closet, put away the winter clothes, and get out the summer ones.
It's a bit early for that, isn't it? It's warm now, but it's still only April.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just so ready for summer. What about you? What are your plans for the weekend?
I have an exam on Monday for my introduction to law course, so just study, I guess.
Okay. I won't invite you along, then. Your exam's not about commercial ethics or something like that, is it?
Actually, yeah. The exam's on legal ethics.
Oh, so I guess I've been helping you revise, then, haven't I?
Yeah, I guess so.